1846. Her people were suffering on account of their sins, still reeling from the effects of the French Revolution. She came to show that they could obtain mercy by returning to the Lord and His Holy Church. While not as widely known as her later apparitions at Lourdes and Fatima, Mary's message of doing penance to win God's favor is relevant for us today. Our dear mother showed her tenderness for us by weeping. What were the reasons for her tears? Our Lady of La Salette said it was two great causes that estranged people from her son: blasphemy and neglect of the Lord's day. How often in casual conversation, and especially in popular films, is the holy name of Jesus spoken in vain? Add to this the precipitous decline of Catholics attending Sunday Mass, then Our Lady's sorrow should be accompanied by our own tears and acts of reparation. Even a drop of our Lord's precious blood given to us in the Eucharist can restore all of mankind to God's grace. Let us never be complacent about our own participation in the Mass. Each of us must invite as many friends and family members as possible to experience the peace which comes from the frequent reception of the sacraments of confession and Holy Communion. By doing so, we fulfill Our Lady's desire that we have a heart for afflicted sinners, being agents of God's mercy wherever and whenever we can. By this novena, in honor of the Immaculate Conception, we console the Virgin Mary and find hope for ourselves in the very symbol with which Our Lady of La Salette appeared. Her image is depicted holding a cross, attached to which are a hammer and pincers. The hammer can be understood as the instrument of pain which drove the nails into the members of Christ's adorable body, and the pincers, an instrument of relief which removed them. Even still, the Lord maintains His wounds in His resurrected flesh to show the depth of His love and mercy. Nothing we could ever do is so bad that it cannot be forgiven, if we but ask to be reconciled with God and His Holy Church. This is the message of the Immaculately Conceived Woman of La Salette, and we are called to